Well, a new partnership with Gardner White and the Children's Foundation of Michigan has been announced today, and it's called Bring It Home for Kids. It is a new campaign to help address early language, learning, and family support programs during some of the formidable years. And both Gardner White and the Children's Foundation doing so much for our community and for our little ones. And Rachel Stewart, the CEO of Gardner White, and Andrew Stein, the president and CEO of the Children's Foundation of Michigan, both join us this morning. It's good to talk with you both.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Andrew, let's start with you. How important is this, and how important is it to have partners like Gardner White work together to make sure that you're addressing these really important needs for kids?
Oh, well, thanks for having us. We're so excited to announce this today. This is hugely important. At the Children's Foundation of Michigan, we think about the health and well-being of kids across our state every day. And to get kids off to a strong start early in their life in these critical years of 0 to 5, that's when 90% of brain development happens. And so this partnership with Gardner White is going to allow us to raise resources that are going to get out to programs everywhere there's a Gardner White footprint, supporting programs that are helping to build those early language skills, those early literacy skills, which we know isn't always happening. It usually isn't happening in schools. It's happening in homes, on sofas, in bed with your kids. And so we're going to use this money to get out to programs that are helping build those early literacy, early language skills, and getting kids off to a strong start.
And Rachel, you know, people might be surprised to see a furniture retailer partnering with the Sure. Children's Foundation. But, you know, how did this partnership come about, and what inspired Gardner White to get involved?
So I think, it's part of our DNA that we think our responsibility extends well beyond the homes we furnish and well into the communities we serve. And I think, you know, we are all about families. And if you look at the data, this is one of the most important ways you can really invest in families. And then I think we really want to focus what we do in the community. I think we want to partner with great organizations like Andrew. We certainly don't have the answers. We know how to sell furniture. But we want to partner with great organizations that really over time through long-term partnerships are going to have meaningful impact in our communities.
And so every time somebody comes into Gardner White now through August 4th, a bit of those proceeds will go towards this new program.
Yep, they will. We've committed a minimum of $500,000, but of course, you know, who wants to focus on the minimum? You know, I'd really like to make this succeed and make it an annual thing with 7-year donations that can have a real impact throughout our state.
Andrew, when we talk about early language and literacy, you know, a lot of people immediately think about schools, but are parents and caregivers really a child's first teachers?
Absolutely. And that's how these proceeds, a portion is going to go to support those programs that are coaching parents and caregivers on how to be those first teachers in the home, right? Anyone who has young children or has been a part of raising young children, it's so critical that you're surrounding kids with access to language, talking to kids, reading to kids, and we want to use this partnership to help support the programs that are equipping parents and caregivers to be really those first educators in the home.
And Andrew, we've seen the numbers, you know, we're seeing less kids at reading level in third grade. We're obviously in the political landscape, we're hearing a lot about education, but when you're looking at kids this young and you talked about that 90% of their brain development is happening in these critical stages, having that access, more access for parents at the corporate level is really important too, because you're accessing a whole other funding source that maybe you wouldn't traditionally have to help more.
Yeah, and this really speaks to Rachel and Gardner White. I mean, they're a furniture company in our state, but Rachel and their team want to solve problems. And this is one of the most effective and upstream ways to address education across our state, which is to get in early and start to build these skills that get kids on the right track in literally from day one. And so that speaks to Rachel and team wanting to be really thoughtful and strategic on how they can have the greatest impact.
And Rachel, we often...
Well, and I would say, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I would say that, I mean, K-12 is critically important. I mean, there is a ton of conversation that we are very much involved in there. And I mean, I think you have to look no farther than Mississippi and the Mississippi
sure.
miracle with Carrie Wright to know their solutions. But I think there's a lot of people focusing on that. And we can solve this. That's something we can solve. We see less action, and as Andrew's pointing out, in this 0 to 5 space, which is why we wanted to be there, because one can't be successful without the other.
And Rachel, we often hear about workforce development and growing Michigan's economy. Is investing in early childhood one of the smartest economic investments we can make?
There's a reason whenever anyone talks about economic development, it starts with a conversation about education, and always, every single conversation goes back to education, because it's really one and the same. And we need desperately to grow our economy and really grow our population. It's not going to happen without our kids doing better.
It's very cool. You also have the Celebrate the Best of Michigan, which is a part of this campaign. And people can go to gardner-white.com/children's-foundation, and you can submit this online entry there, because there's a ton of different sweepstakes and experiences for people. Lions season tickets, VIP access to America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White, the Detroit Grand Prix VIP experience. Mm-hmm. So there's another incentive for people to get involved here too, aside from just coming in to buy some new furniture.
Oh, we made this as fun and sexy as possible.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun, and there's a lot of fun for people in
there.
Rachel Stewart, God bless you. Thank you for helping out in all of these ways that you do and continue to do and have done in the past. Thank you for that. And Andrew Stein at, of course, the Children's Foundation of Michigan. We appreciate you both so much for taking this on. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah. Very cool.
Great stuff, man. I mean, we need all the help we can get. And when you have, you know, corporations and companies coming together with these places like the Children's Foundation, I mean, it's a win-win.
But it's awesome. And again, this is like part of our DNA now.
It is.
Like, all of these companies are helping, you know, these different outlets to further our community, to make us better.
These are going to be future workers.
It is not like that in other places.
No.
You don't get that all the time.
Mm-mm.
So it's the fact that it's become almost the norm, and Gardner White is in the middle of a lot of this.
Oh, man.
But
they are a fabric in the community.
Literally.
Yes.
Literally. Absolutely fantastic. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Kevin Dietz and Altuck coming your way next here on WJR. We'll see you tomorrow on a Friday.